Now, don't misunderstand me. There is, and there always will be, a deep down, down interior peace. But so deep down, you've got to look and peer. Where is it? Finally, the bloody sweats. And his sweat became as drops of blood running down upon the ground. This short sentence has been commented on now in thousands of pages over the centuries, and will receive exegetical and mystical commentary until the end of time. It has challenged the Church's scholars and inspired her saints. The bloody sweat of Jesus in the Garden of Olives reveals, in the words of the physician Luke — it would be Luke who would say this — the intensity of Christ's agony. Known to medical science, it is the most extreme form of suffering of which a human being is capable. The bloody sweat was induced by interior suffering, which is always the worst. Animals can have pain, but that's all in their bodies. But strictly speaking, only the human spirit can suffer. Because even when the pain is bodily caused, it is the soul that experiences. But when the source of the suffering is from within, this is the acme of human endurance. We are bidden by St. Paul to join our sufferings, mysterious words, to add, supplement to the sufferings of Christ for the redemption of the world. Among these sufferings that we are bidden to share with the Savior, let's be sure we include the spiritual tribulations to which human nature is always subject. And the more sensitive the nature, the more intense the suffering. And that, I think, today is raised to an acute degree. Think of the sorrow of parents, many of whom I've spoken with, seeing their children lose the faith in which they were reared. Why, mothers will ask me, did I bring him or her into the world, when from all appearances their souls are estranged from God? Think of the sorrow of a husband over his wife's infidelities. I'm corresponding with one now. Pure suffering. Loves her. But evidently, she does not love him. Or a wife's sadness at her husband's drunkenness or debauchery or sheer irresponsibility. Think of the sorrow in so many Catholic hearts today, seeing their priests unfaithful to their calling. Sometimes as I stand at the altar, I think to myself for just a moment, how is it possible for a human being who believes what he is, a priest of God, to give this up for what? All the anguish of the faithful at seeing so many villages turn their backs on the spouse to whom they had vowed themselves until death. Think of the sorrow of uncertainty, of betrayal by friends. Think of the sorrow of millions of Christians, our fellow Christians, suffering persecution for the name of Jesus. And all these sufferings add to them. Add all that we know from experience. And we begin to better understand why Jesus sweat blood. He foresaw all the sins of all mankind from the dawn of history till the end of time. Let us not forget that the precious blood that poured out of the skin of Christ was the blood of the Son of God. It was hypostatically united to the Word of God. Every single droplet of that blood was adorable. It was united to the divinity. And it is this blood that, because of the miracle of the Holy Eucharist, we are privileged to worship today on our altars. And at communion, how I like to say this, receive into our veins. I'd like to close with just a few invocations from the Litany of the Precious Blood. They bring out the Church's clear understanding of what this blood that Jesus poured out of his body really means. Blood of Christ, only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, save us. The blood in the mind of the Church of Christ stands for the incarnate Son of God, suffering for our sins. Blood of Christ, incarnate Word of God, save us. Blood of Christ, of the New and Eternal Testament, save us. Blood of Christ, falling upon the earth in the agony, save us. Then the concluding prayer. Almighty and eternal God, you have appointed your only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, and willed to be appeased by his blood. Grant, we beg of you, that we may worthily adore this price of our salvation, and through its power be safeguarded from the evils of this present life, so that we may rejoice in its fruits forever in heaven. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.